It's episode 100, and we're talking WordPress and a recap of our first 100 episodes. All coming your way next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
A dragon has come to our village today. We've asked him to leave, but he won't go away.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gem? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Welcome back. I know a few of you out there might remember that little teeny bit of an intro, long since vanished from the show. But this is episode 100. Congratulations to us all. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is Marcus.
Marcus Couch. Great to be here on episode 100.
And, I actually was surprised, never truly thought I'd ever make this day, but I'm glad it's here and looks like it's going to continue forward.
Well, so I never had any doubts, John. I knew that we'd get to 100 sooner or later, but it's definitely a great accomplishment. So congratulations to you for creating a great show that everybody loves. And, you know, we've done 100 here, and, you know, I easily know that I have another 100 in me. So long live the show.
Oh, I definitely have another 100 in me now. I'm thoroughly into it and thoroughly enjoying it. And thanks, everyone, for listening and making this show a success that it's become. So greatly appreciated to all of you listeners out there. Without you guys, we probably would have abandoned it ages ago.
Absolutely. Thank you very much to all the listeners.
So we've got a few things off the top as usual. Just the usual reminders, the podcast can be found.
Hey,
there goes a phone call for me. We'll put that one on hold and let it go. So just off the top, we've got the usual podcast can be found at wppluginsa2z.com, where you can get all the show notes, and on Stitcher Radio, where you can also go download the app if you don't already have it for your listening device, and also check us out on the iTunes Store.
Yeah, definitely. We're getting actually a couple more reviews on the iTunes Store, and we're making our way up in the ranks again. So all of you out there that use Apple iTunes for your podcast aggregation, please leave us a review. It's definitely helping, and just a few more will propel us even higher in the ranks. So the further that the show grows and the further that it gets reviewed and the more often that it gets reviewed, the higher ranking we'll get and the more people it will start to participate in this community as well. So we appreciate those of you out there who have left us a review thus far and welcome all of your reviews in the future.
And of course, a little bit of self-promotion for ourselves, for myself. This is my new little bit for it, and this is for WordPress. It's become easy and easier to use over the past 5 years that I've been using it. And as we know, the easier it is to use, the easier it becomes to break. And if you ever find yourself suddenly needing quick support, some need to figure out that one simple task, correct that simple layout issue, or something's broken and you've got the white screen of death, if you've received notification that your website has been hacked from Google or elsewhere, you can come visit me, get yourself some emergency WordPress support. Just go to wppro.ca/emergency. And there's quick tips on that page to help you get back on your way. Or if you can't, if you need help, just contact me via that page or my phone number at the top of the page. And I can help you with live support via screen sharing or on the phone, whatever helps you out.
Excellent. And this past week, I took one of my first phone consultations from a listener of the show. So congratulations to you for taking advantage of that. But if you'd like a phone consultation regarding WordPress, podcasting, SEO, or just any general internet marketing help, I use a new platform called Clarity.fm. You can go to marcuscouch.com/call and book an appointment with me and pay for your consulting call right there on that page. So marcuscouch.com/call.
Sweet. Glad to hear it's working for you. Mm-hmm. All right, so we've got usual stuff, and of course, this show here, as I mentioned, we don't have a lot of plugins on it. This is more of a recap of what's happened over the last couple of years since I started this show, and how WordPress has changed, and how the plugins have changed, and what might be happening with it. We might have a plugin or two tossed in there, some of our favorites from times past. But the other thing I also want to mention is launching today with this show here, you can find me on another podcast. It's called The WordPress Medic. You can find it at wpmedic.ca. And in that show, I will be discussing in depth how you can help your ailing WordPress website or just improve your fantastic one you already have. And I've got interviews with experts from all over the globe. And my first guest is going to be Dustin Hartzler from WP Engineer. So check out the show, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And you'll be able to find it on iTunes and Stitcher as soon as I can get it listed in those two places. In the meantime, go get it at wpmedic.ca.
Yeah, I'll definitely be subscribing to that show as well. We all end up breaking our toys every now and again, so it's nice to know how to put them back together again.
That's going to be the fun of it. It's going to be taking a lot of content from this show and taking it into a more in-depth level and discussing details on things and discussing some of the more issues around WordPress. One of the first things in this first show is going to be discussing one of the most essential things you can get for your WordPress site, and that is really good web hosting. So,
great. And you got some news about Social Media Camp Victoria as well, right?
Yes, Social Media Camp Victoria. Don't forget, I know I've been mentioning it show after show, but it's still a couple of months away. Here in Victoria, BC, we have the biggest social media camp in Western Canada. And I am a guest blogger over at their website, socialmediacamp.ca. So please go over there and check it out. Check out my articles, tweet them, leave comments, anything like that. You know, vote me up there, folks. We got a contest going. I appreciate your help.
Yeah, definitely. It's a contest. So make sure you check the show notes. There are a number of links to some of the content and the blog posts that John's written. So give him a thumbs up and a nice vote. And it definitely will help benefit John and the show and Social Media Camp in general. So check out the show notes.
All right. So let's have a little bit of a discussion. So what do you think, Marcus? How have you seen WordPress plugins change over the last couple of years?
Well, that's a loaded question. I've seen a lot more friendliness as far as short codes and things, which has always been a stickler for me. Right when short codes started coming out, it was really something that I wanted to take advantage of. For me, I've done a lot of things, even just in the past couple months, of tying into other databases and other APIs, and it has grown immeasurably as far as the capabilities of hooking into other systems, cross-posting into Facebook and Twitter and things like that, and not getting caught up in this endless duplication loop. So those are the biggest advancements I've seen in plugins, is just not only in how we broadcast out, but how we upload content in and how we manage it from an internal perspective, too. So, from dealing with attachments to things like integrating Instagram and Dropbox and all of the other applications that we all use now. So I think WordPress has done an absolutely fantastic job at integrating to these new technologies just within weeks of their inception.
Yes, most certainly they've done that. And one of the things that I'm seeing a lot of, and in particular over the last couple of years, is I've been seeing more of a movement towards the freemium version of plugins. That is, they offer up their free version and has, you know, limited functionality, just enough to decide whether or not you want to buy that plugin or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing more and more of that, and it's something that I sort of made mention of way back, and I forgot to grab that little piece of a clip, but I made mention of it because I thought that the future of plugins was going to be the freemium version and with more paid plugins, simply because of the way WordPress was growing. I've been using WordPress since 2.7 something, and right around 3.0, when they brought in the custom post types, I saw the whole world changing with it, and it has.
Mm-hmm.
Changed dramatically. And it went from just being a blog system to a complete CMS, and it's been growing ever since.
Yeah, now I'm one of those who did not originally start with WordPress. I thought initially that the best content management system to use was Joomla at the time. And at the time, it was.
Yeah, I started there too.
It was more of a CMS than a blog, because it actually had permissions and user roles, and even to the point where you were allowed to create content that only a logged in user could actually see. So WordPress has, I mean, it's weird to say that 6 years later it's finally caught up to where Joomla was, but from a back-end functionality standpoint, I think that's the case. So, yeah, to see plugins like that, the freemium ones come out are great. Also, you know, I've noted that in the last several months at least, a lot of different SEO plugins and security plugins have come out that have just changed everything, as far as every installation that I have out there is guarded with these particular protective plugins that we've talked about here on the show.
Yes, I know that. I think that's come about more of the fact that WordPress has become the major platform on the internet, so therefore it became the target to go after.
Sure.
I know when I was using Joomla, it was pretty decent sized, and I was oftentimes fixing hacks on that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not much different. And hang on a second. Choke here.
Oh, sorry.
Well, you know, we'll put this piece in here. This is a perfect spot for it to fit. Dave asked us, do we edit?
Of course. All right.
Of course, can't get there fast
Do you guys
enough.
Do any editing?
No.
Okay. I can't editing? Take it. I believe it does.
No, that's
yeah,
us.
Do we do any editing?
It doesn't get much editing, and everyone knows that. We do a live to tape show here, basically. But that's okay. Yeah. That's what makes it fun.
Yeah, at the intro, we call it an unrehearsed conversation, and that's exactly what it is between John and I every week. We don't talk in between shows. We basically only fire up Skype about 2 or 3 minutes beforehand, just talk about the base rundown of the show and what kind of clips we have to talk about, and that's it. We just hit record. So it is definitely an unrehearsed conversation, and it's one of these entities that John and I just kind of crawl into every single week and deliver to the people out there, and I love getting all of the feedback and things like that. So it's great to know that just raw conversation and talk is still, you know, ruling the airwaves as far as quality goes.
Oh, that it does. So one other thing to talk about here, and this is just in particular since 3.5 dropped last week. And I don't know, have you started doing your mass upgrades across all your client sites yet?
I have. And I've been getting a lot of notices from DreamHost, who I use for one of my hosting clusters, that 3.5 is readily being upgraded by the robots at DreamHost and everywhere else. So yeah, I've done a lot of updating thus far.
It's definitely going quick, because I happened to pop in there today, and they almost 2 million downloads already.
So yeah, that's not surprising.
No, not really. I didn't, but I have found that there have been a couple. I've run into a couple of issues with it here and there. on a couple of sites. There's still a few plugins. I waited a few days before starting my upgrades, and I'm glad I did, because many of my favorite plugins were already ready to be updated before I did the jump to 3.5. Mm. But there's been a couple of plugins I've run into here and there that the moment I hit 3.5, I've got some errors. So one site in particular, it happened. So what I had to do was, the nice thing I've discovered with WordPress, if you got to revert back, very simple to do. Just re-upload all your 3.4 files and back she goes.
That's the saving grace of WordPress over many of the other different CMSs that you're going to have out there. So that is a very good selling point for all of you designers out there and developers that are trying to get people to buy into using WordPress, is that it's version compatible forward and backward. If there are ever any issues, you can, you know, do a rollback and everything will be fine.
Yes, and it makes it very simple. Yeah, that's much I did discover. I quite like that fact. So it saves you a lot of grief. But I am finding a couple of the features in 3.5 to be interesting. The new media layout. I found that a nice little change.
Definitely.
It is impacting a couple of my plugins, and it might make a couple of my plugins obsolete. I know that there's a couple of my favorite plugins I discovered are obsolete now, and one of them has moved into Jetpack. And I even have a top 10 list that's printed on the back of my business cards, and I'm glad I'm almost out of those business cards, because I have to remove three of them from that list and replace them with three new ones.
So that's an interesting idea. You have the top 10 plugins on the back of your business card?
Yeah. Yeah, that people don't throw my business cards away as often anymore.
Huh. That's pretty cool.
They get my business card and look at it and they go, oh, cool, plugins. And recently with the update, I just went through and did a brand new install for a client. And I was going through and installing all the plugins off my list. And I'm, oh, where'd that one go? I've got a couple of them in here that are no longer in the repository because they've reached a 2-year mark that they haven't been updated, so that they don't show in the repository unless you search hard for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to remove those. And then I've got one that I used to recommend, which is a FeedBurner plugin. And due to the challenges around FeedBurner, I'm no longer recommending FeedBurner anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's so. Are there replacements in the list?
There is. There is a couple. Like, I used to have Google XML sitemaps in there, and it's been absorbed into WordPress SEO. Which has its own built-in XML sitemap stuff. I had, you know, FeedBurner FeedSmith in there, which is being removed simply because it's no longer viable. I have another one in there called iRobots.txt SEO, and I use that one to create a virtual robot text file, but it's over 2 years old now, and it's no longer showing in the repository, and so now I'm hunting for a replacement for that one.
Hmm.
All the other ones are still up to date and functioning.
Hmm. Cool. Well, you know, as long as we're talking favorite plugins, you want to go ahead and just kind of fire some off that we use regularly that we may not talk about on the show?
Sure. One of the ones I use regularly is AntiSpamB. I use that in lieu of Akismet. Simply because you can go back about a year and a half in the episodes and you can listen to me talk about all the things that happened around Akismet at that time and why I changed. But I still find AntiSpamB to be, in my opinion, better than Akismet and easier to install. I like it. It does an excellent job of protecting my websites from spam. I still use a plugin called Count Per Day for internal tracking on my website.
I like. What does that do?
It gives you daily stats. It tells you daily visitors to your sites, daily page views, other things. It's just quick stats. It's a quick view inside your site instead of having to go out anywhere else for it or pull in anyone else's stuff.
Is that right in the dashboard?
Yeah, it's right in the dashboard, and it also has its own link in the dashboard.
Hmm. You know, for something like that, I actually use a plugin called WassUp, WASSUP.
I've heard of that one.
And it does a similar thing with reports, but it also gives you a live insight as far as who is on your site right now, where they're from, what their trail is as far as the pages that they've viewed.
Well, that's a little bit more detailed than Count Per Day.
Pretty good one. One of the ones that that I use most frequently, and in fact, it's the first thing that I install as far as a plugin, and that's the funny question is, like, what's the first plugin that you put into any site? This would be the one. It's called WP No Category Base, and I use that all the time on every single installation just because of the intrinsic SEO value of it. So what it does is if you have a category that's, say, football, and instead of having it where it was like domainname.com/category/football for your category archive, it would just be /football. There would be no /category in there. So it basically makes everything kind of top level.
Nice.
Now, when you do those types of things and you start thinking of your actual category archive page as a significant content hub, like you would see on any magazine site or anything like that, then you can start running other plugins that you let you do category headers or plugins that take the HTML of the category description and actually render that out as the header. So you can really get into the whole CMS on a per category basis. And when you start doing that, then your category pages start ranking really well within Google, because it's WordPress, because each category has got, you know, it's top, its domain name plus the category name give you a lot of SEO juice in there. So that's two that I use frequently.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, a couple others I use. One that I install on every site is DB Cache Reloaded Fix.
Ah, me too.
Simply because it does a nice job of speeding up the website. And then I also I'd also install SEO Smart Links is the one I use for internal link building within the website.
And that one for me is KB Linker, and I know you've had some issues with KB Linker.
I used to use that one, but
for me, if I want just a down and dirty type in a external link that is to be linked out to, or even an internal one, and with a particular keyword, and every time that that keyword gets displayed within the content, it links over to a particular page, no matter what. So that's one I use, but I'm definitely going to try SEO Smart Links as well.
Yeah, I found it to be easier. It's much lazier than KB Linker, in my opinion.
Oh, lazier! Wow, yeah. I've definitely got to check that out then.
And then of course I still use yet another related post plugin, display related posts at the bottom of all my posts.
I have actually, and I'll put the link to this in the show notes. Come across a plugin that is pretty cool called Author Recommended Posts. That's basically just like related posts, except each author can put a block together of recommended posts, and it has a little thumbnail and all that, and it kind of automatically inserts that in the signature at the bottom of every post.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's kind of like related posts, but author recommended posts really lets you narrow down exactly what you're trying to build link juice around. So very similar functionality as far as related posts, but it's more of a recommended post. Pretty cool. Check it out in the show notes.
Very nice. And of course, I still have my favorite form plugin, which goes into everyone, is Gravity Forms. That always got to have a good form plugin for contact SEO, but for contact and any other form I need. And because of the advantages of Gravity Forms to allow you to create forms people can make payments with and other things, I found it to be an extremely robust form program. Granted, it's a premium plugin, but it's been worth every dime I've spent on it. And every year you have to renew your license if you want to get all the updates. But again, still worth the money to me.
Definitely. And let me give you an example of where I use Gravity Forms that's just killer and beyond what you can get out of anything like Contact Form 7 or any of those other ones. I help out a local restaurant, and one of the functions that they have is catering. And they have an online catering menu in which you can order, you know, you put in how many people you have, and then you basically go through the selections of which, you know, which side dishes you want, which main entrees and all that. Gravity Forms actually, as people are filling out what it is that they want and the portions and things like that, actually adds up the order total on the fly while they're filling the form out. Which is excellent, because then what we started to do is say, when you spend $300, you get this amount. So it was great because almost every order was over $300 because of the fact that while they were filling out the form, it was dynamically doing that mathematical calculation. So I can attest to the power of Gravity Forms. It's pretty awesome.
No doubt. And then here's another one I stick on every website simply because I still, even with the new media, I still dislike pushing a button, waiting for the pop-up, and then dragging and dropping my files over, is a plugin called Faster Image Insert. And what it does, it sticks a box into your edit area where you can drag all your images or any media you have to upload, and it'll start uploading all that stuff, and you can continue editing your entire post while all your media is uploading.
Hmm.
So basically, well, it's great because when I'm doing the podcast can take up to 5 minutes to upload sometimes.
Hmm.
And I'll start that uploading, get all the images I'm going to use, everything uploading, and then I'll go finish all the editing on the text, and by the time I'm done editing the text, I can go deal with all the images.
That's great.
So it saves me some time, and it's one I discovered a while ago, and I use it virtually every site I put together.
Hmm. That's pretty cool. You know, and then there's one that I've recently come across, and if you notice the theme in some of the weeks past as far as plugins go, a lot of them I've tried to bring plugins to the front that helped in the back end area to other users and things and clients that would be typically logging into WordPress. And one that I recently came across was called Screen Options and Help Show Customize. Probably the worst plugin name ever. But what it lets you do is it sets the display options, you know, how you have where it says screen options and help and things like that. This lets you customize all that stuff on a per user role basis. So I'll leave the link in for the plugin in the show notes as well. But that's one as far as management goes. When you've got additional users beyond you as an administrator, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to be able to kind of hide and customize that. And, you know, John, I guess that brings up an interesting point about the evolution of WordPress, which is now I think WordPress is starting to recognize, or at least the producers of WordPress are starting to recognize the fact that it's not just the administrator that's using WordPress. There are a lot of content people and people that work in offices and things that are just doing simple blog posts from day to day.
Right.
And they're starting to, I guess you could say, dumb it down a little bit or dumb it up or whatever, just to make it more user-friendly.
Make it more user-friendly.
I appreciate that, and I know probably a lot of the other designers out there do as well.
Well, it makes it easier to explain to our clients.
Sure.
Because, they're realizing that designers, developers, they're creating the sites, and then they're just turning them over to the content creators to maintain the content.
Yeah.
They only give us a call when something goes wrong.
It's one of those things where, like, yeah, we can build the plane, but really it shouldn't take a pilot's license to use this thing. And so more and more I applaud Automatic and the guys over there and everything that they're doing to make sure that it's becoming more drag and drop, it's becoming more mobile, it's becoming more user friendly all around.
And one of the other things that I made mention a little bit ago is, you know, when a plugin in a repository reaches 2 years old, it no longer shows if people search for it within WordPress. In other words, what they're doing is they're making it harder for people to install out-of-date plugins, thereby eliminating that sort of possible problem of a plugin that doesn't work correctly with a new version of WordPress.
Yeah. And I applaud WordPress for introducing in the most recent months the favorites.
Oh, yes.
As far as being able to do that. And I look forward to how they can start to use that favorites in a much cooler way where
here's one of the cool ways
people can share other people's favorites. And you can have like the most popular list as far as favorites go. Or maybe it can give us some capabilities as far as categorizing our favorites.
I don't know.
There's a lot there.
One of the things I heard is that data exists.
It's just a matter of actually propagating that out to the community.
Well, no doubt. And one of the things I've heard is happening with the favorites is that you will have the ability to go to install other people's favorites in there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've brought a plugin to the show already that lets us do that. Just if you have their username, you can do that and see what their favorites are.
Which will be actually very nice. Lots of fun.
Yeah.
Go see what some of those real rock stars out there are using on their websites.
It's probably the same thing we are.
Well, you know, probably pretty close. I mean, what I've got is my top is a pretty standard set of plugins, which you know should go into just about every WordPress site. You know? And there's the two that I didn't mention, which we've talked about several times, which are my two favorite security plugins, which is WordFence and WordPress File Monitor Plus. Two plugins to monitor your site for changes or security problems.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, and we had that show on security a month or so back, and that really helped me as well because I went through and audited a lot of my different sites from a security perspective, and I'm happy to say they're all on lockdown. But you know, things change in a blink of an eye, so you really have to monitor all those things because, you know, here's a tip for all you developers and designers out there. I never, ever refer to a WordPress installation as a website. I don't know about you, John, but I always call them web properties because that's exactly what they are. They mm-hmm. do have actual value. They do grow in value and they do decline in value just like regular property does. So if you, as a designer and a developer, start to instill that person has a web property rather than a website, they'll start to maybe invest in that web property a little bit more than they would a site. So just a tip out there for all you designers.
And a couple of final little tidbits. In honor of this show is going out on December 21st of 2012, which if you're listening to it, well, the world hasn't ended and we're doing great. And I've got one little piece in here that, let's see, I recorded about a year or so ago in one of the shows.
And this is episode 31. Forgot to mention that in the beginning. And if you're listening to this after March 21st, well, I guess the world still exists. Because according to Harold Camping and a couple other people, I guess after May 21st, the world ends on May 21st, so you won't be able to listen to this after Friday, so you better download it fast, or I better get it up and download it fast. And let's see if my brain is going to work here.
Well, you can see my brain wasn't working very well at that time.
End of the world.
That was from the first guy. We made it past that end of the world, and I'm certain we'll make it past the end of this one. And it's bringing us up towards the end of the show. And this has been pretty much episode 100, but I don't know. You got anything else you want to kind of ramble on about?
No, you know, I want to, you know, as far as WordPress goes, I think that we have one of the coolest audiences around. I think that, you know, oftentimes a guy like me that works in SEO and marketing and pretty much kind of locks himself in a dungeon for a month on end, really it's nice to be able to hear people on the other end. So when we get clips from Australia and, you know, Europe and other countries and all that, it really does brighten my day. And I know John gets a kick out of it as well. And it's not the first time that I've, you know, received feedback from around the world as far as podcasts goes. But it's poignant and it's thoughtful. And I always get a kick out of the fact that we're helping people. And that's really, I guess, the driving force for me week after week. So I appreciate the opportunity to be in this community and, you know, help out all of the other WordPress designers that are out there. So the feeling's mutual. As much as you guys like the show, we love doing the show.
Yes, no doubt. I thoroughly enjoy doing the show. I intend to do it for a while. I do especially enjoy hearing from other folks, especially since I locked myself away in my tiny little office here in Little Corner, Victoria. And on a day like today, I drove to work. It was snowing. And hopefully the snow's gone by the time I leave. I have no windows to look outside and find out. So I'm hoping I don't go out to piles of snow and I just go back out to rain.
Yeah. Well, that's the precursor to the end of the world, John.
Well, I live in this corner of Canada, so, and I live in this corner because it doesn't snow here very often. We get a little bit around between now and about the end of January. We get bits and pieces of snow, and I think in the years I've been here, we've had one bad winter, still labeled as the blizzard of 96, where I woke up one morning and I looked out the window and I couldn't figure out why I couldn't see through it. And when I opened the door, all I saw was a white wall all the way up to the top of the door. Literally 6 feet of snow overnight.
Nice.
So, it was interesting. It literally shut the city down for 5 days.
Hmm. Well, if they ever get that here in Southern California, you know, hell has indeed frozen over.
Oh, no doubt about that. So, with that, just some reminders for folks. Don't forget to go check us out at iTunes, Blueberry.com, VOA, and Stitcher Radio. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher, hit that little thumbs up button. Give us a little thumbs up. Say, yeah, I like your show. You guys are doing great. We'd greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Make sure you leave us a review on iTunes. We know you're out there, so let us know.
And this has been episode 100, and you can contact me on my website, johnoverall.com, or you can email me, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @marcuscouch. And you can check out facebook.com/dailyplugin.
And only one more time for this little ditty to play.
Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.